This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. For many of us, this week is about giving thanks. For others, it's all about the deals. The holiday shopping crush traditionally began at the crack of dawn on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. But more and more retailers are deciding to throw the doors open and let America start spending on Thanksgiving Day itself. Scott Rick is a marketing professor from the University of Michigan. He's joined by Aradhana Krishna, the Dwight F. Benton Professor of Marketing. She's also director of the Sensory Marketing Laboratory. Good to have you both with us.
Thanks for having us.
You know, Aradhana, there is something that's kind of frankly appalling about seeing video of crowds surging in as a door gets opened and knocking each other over for a cheap price on a DVD player. Why aren't these people home shopping at the same retailer online?
You know, this is a very interesting question. So much of the retail experience is now moving online. I mean, I feel with Thanksgiving, there are two different purposes. You know, one is, of course, getting a deal. And the other, it's become this tradition that you go out and shop with your family. So the shopping with the family is typically done in a physical store. But in terms of getting the deal, you can also get it online. But I actually see lots of problems there and lots of differences from the physical shopping, both from a psychological and a sensory perspective. So firstly, there is this, you know, perceived lack of control in the online experience. So the sale opens. So let's say the online store starts giving the sale at 9 a.m. and then people try to log in and they can't log in. Then they try again. They can't log in. They try again. And they just don't know when they'll be able to log in or whether they'll be able to log in, which is extremely different from the physical experience. So in the physical experience, you can be standing in line. You can be standing in line for 2 hours. You can be standing in line in the middle of the night, but you know the door will open. You know when the door will open. So you have this sense of, at least some sense of control that, yes, the doors will open. Yes, I will get in.
What kind of marketing tactics do you see retailers using at this time in particular to really fire up our desire to get out there and shop, whether we're clicking on our, you know, with our mouse or standing in line? Some folks are in line starting at the beginning of the week to be there for when they open on Thursday or Friday.
You know, so this is something which has always bothered me, and I've written about this earlier. Very often retailers use a limited offer. So they'll have, you know, the first 500 people get something at an amazingly low price, you know, a flat screen CV for $50.
The doorbuster.
The door opens. So, I mean, so there is, so clearly they are doing this to create a sense of excitement, and they want more people coming in, and, you know, only the first, well, let's say they promised it to 100 people will get it, but another 500 people will be coming into the store and buying other things. So there's a positive and a negative side to this. It's very positive for the retailer in the sense they drive these throngs in. But in terms of traffic control, as Scott said, so people are just rushing in to get to that point, to get that particular deal. So that's something which, you know, I've written about it earlier and said, you know, like, if they do something like this, there needs to be some crowd control, or maybe there needs to be a rain check for the people coming in so they're not running in over there. So clearly that doesn't happen online. But on the other hand, if you look at the flip side, and I think about this as an extrinsic and an intrinsic sense of excitement. So, you know, so when you're buying something, you're excited from within. But there's also this excitement from outside. So let's say you're in the physical environment and you rush in to get that flat screen and you score. So then you feel very victorious, and you feel more victorious if you beat out 1,000 people, because there is this human tendency to feel it's like a competition. I beat out so many people. Whereas online, you don't see those thousands of people you're beating out. So the sense of excitement, the same sense of excitement, the extrinsic driver of excitement is not there.
I'm speaking with University of Michigan marketing professors Aradhana Krishna and Scott Rick as we look at the shopping behaviors behind Black Friday and increasingly now Black Thursday as more stores open for Thanksgiving Day. Scott, you've actually studied brain images of people as they make shopping decisions. What do you find? What's going on?
Well, we found evidence for – the question was, what stops people? Why aren't we just spending like crazy? Because – there's all kinds of evidence saying that we can't think about prices in terms of what we're giving up later, which is what we kind of should be doing. And so we were looking for emotional underpinnings of buy or don't buy decisions. And we found evidence for neural evidence for a so-called pain of paying, that the more psychological distress people experience, the same region that's responsive to someone being mean to you or making you smell something gross, the more active that was, the less likely you were a few seconds later to actually buy the good. And they were making real shopping decisions while having their brains imaged.
So spending money can cause a psychological distress?
And that can be a helpful thing. That can help to control you. But then some of my later work found that some people have too much of it and they're unhappy. Some people don't have enough and they're also not super happy.
Do you see differences when a buyer uses cash versus credit card versus debit card?
Yeah, there's a lot of evidence by now showing that people are much looser with credit than they are with cash. And there's so much to that. One is it's just less tangible to swipe a card than to physically hand over cash. Another reason is that a purchase might look tiny compared to a large credit limit than compared to the $30 that you have on you.
All in sense of proportion.
Yeah, that's right. And there's also just evidence that the logos themselves can create this craving. Studies have shown if you just prime people, show them credit card logos, they'll spend more with cash. So it's like smelling fresh cookies. So there's lots of reasons why credit cards can make people misbehave. Sadly, though, now credit cards are safer than cash or debit, so you have this tension.
In a sense of you can appeal a...
It's very easy to get that money back as opposed to debit or cash. It's just gone.
It is gone. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, have either of you seen any marketing tactics this year for Black Friday or more and more Black Thursday that especially impressed or especially appalled you just in terms of how retailers are trying to get us in? And we understand we need to have a lively economy. We need retail health. And so we get that. But I'm just wondering what you think as you watch the commercials and watch them trying to get us to come in.
So I think actually over the years, I'm finding that the amount of time that stores are open for Black Friday have become longer and longer. So it's no longer Black Friday, we know that, but it's starting earlier. So it became Thursday and now it's becoming Wednesday. And I believe many stores this year are starting on Wednesday. And then it's going into Cyber Monday, which is not Cyber Monday anymore. It's become, it starts like 5 days earlier. So it's become like a week of Black Friday. Then there are these, as I said before, the limited offers, so longer hours. And also there is this sense of let's start at a very eye-catching time. So it can be midnight. Let's start at midnight. So, it's a different shopping experience. So if we say we'll start at 12, people are like, oh, my God, we can go to that store at 12. It used to open, only during the day, but it's like a night shopping experience. It's like little children going to the zoo at midnight, So it's like they're going to camp. So that's another thing. And then this year I'm also finding that in some stores, they've started doing things like giving free popcorn or giving free hot chocolate and having, little photo booths inside. So to keep the excitement going and to keep the people there.
It's so true. There's so little excitement, I think, with online buying. Like, I'm happy to buy diapers online, but I still have a need to kind of touch and smell things. And, like I said, I don't really love the swarms of people, but it is fun. It's fun to be there. And I've actually done some work on retail therapy in defense of it, that it can help with certain things. But I still will be at the stores, even though I'm every day's Cyber Monday to me. But I'll still be there because I want to see the toy and let the kid play with it. And is it taking?
Scott Rick is a marketing professor at the University of Michigan, and Aradhana Krishna is the Dwight F. Benton Professor of Marketing there, also the director of the Sensory Marketing Laboratory. Thank you so much to both of you.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Thank you.